What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Boom Room. We got Bug here. We got Mara here.
Yo.
And we got Jazz.
Hey.
And we have this beautiful, beautiful guest here today.
Marvelous.
She goes by the name of Iris.
Hey.
Hi, y'all. Look,
y'all
got this sexy theme music.
Yes.
You know,
yes, you feeling it. Yes. You feeling it.
You gotta set the mood in here and whatnot, you know? But welcome to the Boom Room. It is really nice to have you here. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing great today. Like, I was just telling them that I'm off my 30-day challenge, so today is, like, my first day where I can drink, so I'm like,
ugh, oh, let's cheers. Get it. Cheers. Cheers.
Starting late.
As we all get ourselves situated day. Right now. Cheers. But, yes, it's Sunday, and, like, I'm really... It's been a relaxed day. How has everybody New Year been so far?
Yes, yes.
Good.
It's been chilling. A lot of blessings, you know?
Yeah.
So, like...
A lot of big things coming.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, me personally, I've been following you for some time now.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Some years. I remember you was doing the platform boots with the pants stuff.
Yeah, that's how I started. Well, my brand is called These Pink Lips.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about, like, women empowerment, just being, like, confident, sexy, just being who you are and owning it. Like you said, I started off drawing. I actually hated painting in school. It wasn't until after I graduated, so I was like, all right, let me turn my drawings into paintings.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I started, like, you know, just making T-shirts for me, my friends, and then I get bored easily, so I was like, all right, let me paint on my shoes. So that's where the boots came in. Then it was just like, you know, let me paint on that. So I just kept gradually, like, painting and doing different stuff.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
It's like, real dope. Like, it's
real creative.
Just looking at, like, I was looking at some of the, I'm like, dang, these young is fly as shit. Like,
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't see your work until what was that? Amber Rose and
that's when a lot
during
of
the slut walk. Yeah, I was like, look at them. Like, what's the outfit? Like, who did that? And I'm like, oh, okay, she do a lot.
That's when I, like, really first started doing the clothes, because I was just still doing a lot of painting in the shoes at the time. And she hit me up and was like, oh, I want an outfit. And I was like, all right. And they thought I knew how to sew. And I'm like, I ain't going to tell her I don't know how to sew. I'm just waiting for it. Because I'm not blowing this opportunity.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was just like, let me do a fashion show. And I just, like, kept at it. And, like, really started going hard on clothes.
That's good. And you did the jacket for Cardi B recently,
The jacket for Cardi B. I started working with her through Patricia Field. I was working with her in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, this is when Cardi B first came out. And everybody was like, we're not letting her hold clothes. Who is this girl? Yada, yada, yada. And I was like, yeah, let her hold her. I love her. Like, she's crazy. Like, you know, she in your face. She's not afraid to be her true self. And I'm like, that's what my brand is about.
Yeah.
So I was just rocking with her ever since. So when it came time for the Super Bowl, and they was like, well, who do you want to wear? And she's like, I want to wear these pink lips. She's been rocking with me ever since. Like, she deserved this moment.
That's
so I really appreciated her for that. Cause she
That's cute.
That's cute.
Right.
That's all love, though.
And that's what everybody love about her.
I think that's why everybody really rock with Cardi, because she just, like, she speak for us.
Right.
Everyday individuals in a lot of ways. So it's just like, you know, she just that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Cardi B definitely getting on. She don't play no games, too, man.
Right.
Her hustle is real. Like, you know what I'm saying? So she authentic with it.
Definitely.
I'm sorry.
Great. It's a ladies thing. I'm just supporting. That's all I'm doing.
Thinking about the ladies today. We're going to take over the whole thing because it is about us 365. But we're going to let you have it.
So tell me a little bit more about the brand. Like, are you doing more fashion shows and stuff like that?
I like to call myself an artist. I just say I paint on a different canvas. Like, my main thing that I do is painting. It's painting. So I just say I paint on a different canvas. Recently, I feel like because, like, my market right now and I'm doing more clothes, or people are, like, really, like, wanting the clothes, that's what I'm really focused on right now.
Gotcha.
But I still paint on canvas. I paint on furniture. I paint on, like, pretty much everything. I do murals and all of that.
Okay.
So, but right now, it's like I'm pretty much focusing a lot on the clothes because that's where a lot of my attention is right now and a lot of my work. So it's like... Now I'm like, I want to get on the canvas, but I got all these orders that I got to do. So I'm like, all right, let's get to these clothes. So,
that's what's up, man.
That's good. That sounds good. So, like, what gets you going every day? Like, when you wake up and you just, like, what am I about to do today? Like, what It's just like, I'm about to do this because of this. Like, I'm that bitch. Like, what's up? Like,
well, my schedule now is like super crazy. Like, my workload is crazy. I'm the only one painting. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, nobody don't want a jacket painted from somebody else. So it's like, I gotta be the only one doing stuff. So it's like, either you're gonna do the work or you're not gonna do the work and nobody's gonna hit you up. But like, before, like, I really started like getting orders and like really having to like bust my behind to do all this work, my motivation is my family. Like, they supported me, like, through everything. Like, even when I was like, all right, I'm going to go to college, I didn't really want to go. I went for my mom, my dad. And I was like, well, I'm going to go to college, and I want to be an artist. Most parents would have been like, what? Like, you're not wasting my money doing it. But my parents is, like, so supportive of me. Like, that's they was like, if that's what you want to do, then do it. Just make sure that you're good at it. So, like, my parents, my dad passed away last year. My parents are, like, my motivation. My dad's my motivation. I'm like, you know, I'm doing this for them. I'm doing this for me. I'm doing it for my little sister. I'm doing it for my family. Like, and art is like something that I really love to do. I really can't see myself doing anything else. And I'm like, I'm super passionate about it. Like, even if I wasn't making money or being known for what I'm doing, I still would be doing this. Like, I'll probably be in my cubicle somewhere. Like, I used to work at Prudential. I used to be on after call, like, stuck drawing on the computer. They're like, Iris, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm finishing up this order, but I would be on the computer drawing. Like, I'm about to quit tomorrow. Right. And that's exactly what I did. But my passion is me, my family, and I just, you know, I don't want to let them down. I want to just, you know, really make something of myself and make myself proud, make my family proud.
Yo, we need to keep this. I need a recording of this. So every morning when I wake up, I just want to hear
a little motivation.
I just
want
to hear that part. I'm gonna quit my job today.
Absolutely.
Listen, but I'm not telling people to quit their job.
Look, she's like, don't go broke.
I don't go to work and call my mom. I be sitting in the parking lot like, I don't want to go in here. She's like, Iris, do what you gotta do. Then I'm like, you want me to quit? I'm gonna be broke.
Right.
The next day, I went to work. I had a hoodie on, some sweatpants. They was like, Iris, you can't come to work like that. We tired of telling you about the drug code. I'm like, I'm not coming back. I'm just coming to clean out my drawer.
Right.
And they were like, you're not gonna be able to get no 2 weeks notice from us if you leave now. You only got 6 more months to this. I was like, look, I'm not gonna need it. Like, so. And I was just like praying to God, like, Iris, you better not mess this up, because you're gonna be begging them for this 6 weeks notice and all this. So I was just like, you know, you can't mess up me. I was like, it's no turning back. Like, if you don't work, then you just you won't move
forward. Went all in.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Because listen, I applaud you, because being able to say, listen, man, I got to go.
9 to 5 sucks.
I'm still at like 9 to 5.
I got to go.
If I can speak for the whole America, 9 to 5 sucks.
Yeah. I don't even want to say that, because I feel like, you know, everybody's not meant to be an entrepreneur. Everybody's not meant to be an artist. Some people, you got to have some people doing a 9 to 5. Otherwise, it's like, all right, how are we going to be watching the TV? Right. How are you going to go get some food if everybody like, oh, I'm going to be an entrepreneur?
Right,
so
right.
I feel like, you know, it got to be for you, and you have to be passionate about it, because it's hard. Like,
I'll be thinking about that, about my job, quite often. Like, it's like you know how you go to work and it be people that take that shit too serious. Those are those individuals.
Those are people that need to stay at that.
Exactly. Like y'all been holding it down. Y'all keep it up.
This job is made for y'all.
Keep it up. You know what I'm saying?
You love this place, don't you? Mm-hmm. Like
snitching and all that shit. Like y'all go ahead.
You ready to fight that with?
Exactly.
I'm gonna knock him in his head. You lucky. I'm gonna get my 2 weeks and you first one coming at.
That's 9 to 5.
So with the canvases and stuff, like, do you see yourself having like an art gallery or, you know, something more of what you want to do?
Well, right now I have a studio. Like, I did art shows. Like, my first show that I did was an art show.
Mm.
But I didn't want it to be like a typical art show. So it was like Red Light District, but black. I call it Black Light District. So it was like black light.
Right.
I wanted it to be like a brothel. I wanted you to come in and just like have a whole like experience. Because at that time, I was like really known for like making my paintings, and it was like nude, naked women with like these powerful phrases behind them. So when I did my show, I was just like, you know, I want it to be like you walk in and you just like, oh, I'm in Iris World. So right now I don't have a studio / showroom, so it's like a gallery.
Mm-hmm.
I rent it out. I was just there earlier. I did like a photo shoot there.
I saw your little story. Yeah. I was like, oh, this one popping.
I call it the Pussy Garden. So
oh yeah.
Hey. Oh sorry. But yeah, I got like my own little mini gallery. But yeah, I would love to be in more galleries. I'm in Patricia Field Gallery in New York, with my clothes. So she calls it like art fashion. So it's clothes on.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. I love how you're just so open.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know how some women are just like, vagina, or like your little private area.
I mean, you want to call it
that's my pussy.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's so, like, pussy is not a bad word. Like, we not, make words bad.
No, I love
a bad
it.
Word. Right. Like, it's what you make it. That's
like
what you make it.
I be walking around with my shirt on. I be seeing some old women in the supermarket. They be like, And I'm like, what is the big deal? Like, you came from one. You have one. If you don't have one, you came from one, most
get
likely.
Get beat up and all of right.
that.
So, like,
I'm just like, you know, my mom, she rock her pussy not wore shirt. She go to the, I take it to the doctor's and she be like, I'm rocking it proud. Like, that's right. what it's supposed to be. Like, right. it should just right. be like
you should not a normal be ashamed word, of what you right. got. Like,
yeah, I'm like, listen, I want pussy to be normal. Like,
period.
Hey.
My, like,
I'm loving this conversation
it.
Right now.
Embrace it.
Embrace it, ladies, please.
That's right.
So what you got going on further? Like, what's the plans?
Well, right now I'm mainly focusing on my clothes, just focusing on making new collections. I'm also focusing on painting because I want to get back into, well, not painting actually, like painting on canvas. I want to get back into doing more paintings, trying to free up my time so gotcha. I can just get back in the lab and start doing some more paintings and do art shows.
Okay.
Trying to prepare for New York Fashion Week. I just found out that I'm going to Austria and I think June, I think. Dang. So it's this thing called Life Ball. It's like this big gay pride event, and everybody just is dressing real crazy, just being free. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing like some of the clothes for that. So I'm
Austria.
Okay.
I've never heard a black person say, I'm on my way to Austria.
Now on the checklist.
Listen.
Yes. So I'm
congratulations.
Excited. Thank
yes,
you.
Congrats. That's what's up. Big moves. Big moves.
What y'all think about, you know, all these clothes and stuff with the black face? What y'all think about
it's
that?
It's ridiculous.
All these names out here.
I'm going to keep it a bean. I really think everybody is still going to wear it.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I still
black
see people
have a problem
H&M.
Staying focused on what the real issue is.
I see people drinking Starbucks.
You still sneaking H&M.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Going to H&M. I'm like, H&M.
Exactly. Yeah. Y'all back there getting them deals. Uh-huh. Getting
it's
them
sad, though, because it's just like,
$10.99 shirts.
Yeah. I'm like,
everybody's doing
it. I understand, like, why do our people, we the main, I feel like we be the main people that buy from these type of brands
right.
or be hyped
right.
to buy from them but
exactly.
when you come to somebody
we support
like,
the most
right. right it's like oh can I get a discount I'm like you don't go in these stores and
exactly.
ask me discounts
right,
like
right.
if I want to mm-hmm. give you one let me just let
right.
me say
let
that
me
but don't come
it.
To me right off the bat like mm-hmm. oh fam like no like
yeah. what up cuz listen
yes.
sis
like,
bro
listen
I'm like but y'all like to go in the Gucci store and
remember
they got
that
black
time?
Face like they don't like us I'm like I don't understand why you would have
I don't really feel like all of those high fashion designers really give a fuck about our opinion anyway. They
right.
probably think about
their
how
clothes
I'm
are not for us
like,
anyway.
They buy it. They're gonna wear it. Like they rap. People make music about all these designers all the time.
Right.
Like it's like we promoting them. Mm-hmm. I don't think sometimes half these companies wouldn't be who they are if it wasn't for us.
I know.
Like,
that's why I say
period.
Like we the biggest like consumers, and I'm and people right. be feeling mm-hmm. like. Our vote not going to count. I'm like,
right.
if we all stick together, I'm like, they probably would not be making the money that they making because half the people that they giving, like they
but
giving
that's the
stuff.
Key. We yeah. got to stick together and
stick
remember,
together.
Be all consistent.
Day.
Like,
yep. right.
remember what the goal is, y'all. Like,
it's crazy.
It's like we gotta make Martin Luther King and all those other people that died for us smile. And
it's
even
Black
our
History
ancestors
Month.
And stuff, like they did the most for us and we just, we be wildin'.
Right.
We be wildin'.
Definitely wildin'.
Like, I see my friend had Gucci socks on. I was like, why do you have them socks on? She's like, well, they old. I'm like, well, why
they
are you wearing them?
Yeah,
they
take them off.
You better
take
put them
off,
Jones
sir.
On.
And then
Craigslist.
I had Gucci copy something off of me. It was like a jacket that I did with my friend. It was like Bugs Bunny with like studs on it.
Wow.
So I had posted
wow.
it on my page. They blocked me. And people were like, oh, these brands don't see you. I'm like,
yes,
wow.
they do. Yes, they do.
Yes,
they
do.
See. Like,
they'll take
like
from somebody that
like,
has zero followers.
Doing. I'm like, and but y'all still support them. And now you see the black face and it's like, ah. I'm like, but when I said they
right.
copied off of me, you still was going to go buy that Gucci bag.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, so I don't believe that you're going to stop shopping.
They don't, and then they don't want to believe you.
Right.
Like, you the crazy one.
Right.
Like,
okay.
like what?
Like
no, this
it.
Is Gucci. What you mean?
Right. Yeah. Gucci. I ain't about to throw
what?
This away.
This is,
you know how much this
Gucci.
Cost me? Like,
listen,
you pay for it.
You
got
to figure out how these brands think, like, they keep in style
exactly.
for years and years.
I feel
years.
Like they do it on purpose, too.
Oh, yeah.
They
it's
do.
Like getting them more buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
they know we
yeah.
still going to buy it. They know we still going to buy it.
Hashtag Gucci, hashtag Gucci, Gucci.
That's why I was like, I'm not even posting it and giving them
exactly.
no type of energy.
Exactly.
I don't think I have any... No, I actually did delete, but this was before, like, all of this stuff. I deleted my pictures with, like, my Gucci shoes and stuff.
Yeah, Gucci shoes on. Where they at? Don't
where are the Gucci shoes? She's like, where they at? We're going to burn them.
I don't have them. I actually
let's protest with them shoes.
I gave
remember they was burning all the Nikes and shit?
Right. And
y'all go ahead.
Still wearing them. I'm like, exactly. Oh, look.
My man had tape over top of the Nikes.
They was...
Bro, you still wearing them, guys.
Right, you still got them on.
I don't know,
right.
I'm confused.
If you don't go in there and go get yourself some of these.
All the white folks was buying the Nikes to burn them. Like, yeah. Come on, what are y'all
like,
doing?
Like, you still buying them. I don't care if you buy my clothes and burn them.
Right, you bought it. Mm-hmm. You bought it.
Just make sure you're going to burn those. Just make sure you go buy them at full
right.
price, please.
Period.
But I think the moral of all this, like, black people should just open their eyes and realize, like, the same way how family be like, oh, you got sometimes, that's mm-hmm. what it is for mm-hmm. us. Like,
right.
these white people don't give two shits about us. What's that lady that be riding for Trump? She be on Trump dick, like, dumb hard.
Wait, God. The one that look like a tired prostitute?
It's like Tory or something like that. No. She Cardi B said she going Walker, dog
about.
Walker
oh,
and shit.
Lauren something.
She be riding for that
I know
nigga.
Who you talking about. We Tommy Lauren. To, ain't that her name?
No.
Tommy Lauren, yeah. That's it.
She crazy, that's all.
But we need to ride for each other the way she ride for this nigga. Like,
she be going crazy.
We like to carry each other down. I made a post.
She irked me.
One black designer had posted it, and it was his name Ducky Official. I mean, I called him a black designer. But he posted it, and it was just like, why we gotta wait till like something controversial come out for us to be like, oh, we not wearing this. Like, we already know these brands don't mess with us, so why you gotta wait till something's public?
Another
and then
thing.
People was commenting on it like, well, black people don't know how to conduct business. I'm like, you basing your opinion off of one bad experience when I'm sure you had a few bad experiences with non-black business.
Exactly.
Like, because
they be shipping 15 days later.
Being rude and behind the glass, but you don't complain, you still go there. I'm right. So you have one bad experience with a black person. One bad experience with a black person, and it's like, oh, all y'all the same. Like, no, we're not. Like,
no. We're not.
I had some wonderful experiences with black people.
Oh, I thought you were talking about China. I'm like, okay, like, we're not talking about them.
Relax, relax. You about to say, you know what? Cut.
Go ahead, Mar. Like, just get out.
Show's over. You gotta go.
Black people are amazing. It's like,
I think we just be trying, like she said, look for, like, discounts and stuff. We get mad as soon as, like, our cousin don't want to give us a discount or something. Like, just support. Buy that item. Like, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Right. Buy it. Like, stop being cheap. Y'all pay for everything else. Stop being cheap.
I feel it. I definitely do feel that. So, America, we're all going to let you know. Stop being cheap. Like, you going to cash out for this racist Gucci shit when you could just show love to your homie. Because, like, 9 times out of 10, I have friends who, like, design clothes and all that other stuff like that. And, like, they just flip the shit to give you more heat. So, like, let's just support that. Let's support everybody, no matter what they do. Like, stop letting these white people win, because they all just trying to fucking throw us in the dirt, and that shit corny. Like, we not doing that no more.
Preach. Preach. Speaking of which, I am excited to see, like, how things are going for the future, especially after I seen that Roc Nation brunch.
Yeah, you saw the toast that Kevin Hart made.
That was
so uplifting. Yeah, that was nice.
It just wasn't even a toast. It was just the fact that all that blackness in one room, and it was
black
just all
magic.
Love. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Black
so
excellence.
That's something that we need, you know what I mean, for the future. Like, you know, how much you spend or how much you charge for your clothing?
I'll have a little something for everybody. Like, people are like, oh, I can't afford this stuff. It's too high. I'll have... Yeah. Posters for $10, t-shirts for $20, all the way up to something for like $2,000. So I like to say I got a little something for everybody.
Right.
Exactly. And I work with people's budget. Like, if you have something, like, you got a jacket and you like, you want me to paint it, and I say $300 and you like, oh, I only got $200. I rock with you. All right. You know what I mean? I work with people because I know how I feel to be like, oh, I like that, but I can't get it, or I'm going to save up for it.
Right.
People, and if somebody's spending their money on me, like, that makes me feel like, oh, wow, like, you really rock with me, you really like my stuff like that you're going to pay me for it.
Right.
So I'm appreciated in something like that. So, you know, I like to have a little something for everybody. It's like, no, I don't just only have, like, $500 jackets. I got a little something for everybody.
So there's no excuse
for y'all not to
support this
stuff,
beautiful
hey,
black
go
woman.
Get it.
There's
these
no excuse.
Lips, honey.
Before y'all go ahead and go out and spend $2,000 for a section,
listen,
you can go out and support a black woman who has wonderful, wonderful clothing.
Thank you.
For half that price. And still buy a bottle. And still look good while doing it.
You can still go to the club and pop some bottles. Your $20
Amen.
T-shirt.
Okay, you'll have some money left over.
You know what would be cool, though? Like, I saw a lot of males in that Roc Nation brunch. But, like, it would be cool as shit if females can come together and just...
Mm-hmm.
Like, just picture, like, you saw, like, Meek, you saw Kevin Hart, like, Swiss Beats, and all of them, like, all in one picture. Just imagine, like, all these badass females in one picture, like.
I would love it.
Like, I said, earlier episode, like, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, we're not really going to put them two together just yet. But if that, like, if they was to come together.
They might. They supposed to be doing a BET.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Shit. They supposed to be doing BET.
They don't
together?
Got no BET.
That excites me because I was in my feelings about that whole situation.
She going to go up there and start blinking in my eyes.
I think they will. I think they're going to surprise us. I think they're going to be like,
I hope so.
If they hug on stage.
Together.
A song, a twerk, a song. Cause like, yo, Cardi B can show Nicki some things.
I got you. I'm being a creep right now.
But she gotta make them cheeks click.
Oh my. Oh my. Thunder Queen.
But that would be popping. Like. That would be popping. They're like, it's like we all like even Ciara just to see her get dressed up and being like a picture with somebody. Like, I don't know. I like to see black women together. What's that show?
Girlfriends
on Soul Train.
Oh.
Soul Train.
Black Girls Rock. Like cool, but that's like an award show. Like right. I want like a nice elegant event. Yeah, I got
like
dinner.
A brunch, like mm-hmm. a brunch. Like,
yeah,
they gonna
I
got, have all
I
was seeing
more
brunch.
Women, like, yeah, women be having them a little bit more now these days. I feel like men need to have more power brunches and stuff like that. Like, men need to get together and start thinking about what they want to do besides being on the corner and things like that. Like,
I like
get
seeing
y'all
men
plans
in
together.
Suits,
right? Come
nice
together.
Nice tailored suits with the cuts and the cufflings. Like, come through. Yeah, come through.
So with a nice cut.
What's your specialty? Do you do men's clothes?
I do men's clothes. Okay. A lot of guys, they're like, I want something. I need to, like, put more stuff on my site because my site is more catered to women. My T-shirts and sweatshirts and stuff like that is unisex.
Right.
But, like, as far as, like, a lot of, like, straight guys, I need to, like, I said I was going to market more to them because when I say pussy power, I'm like, pussy power can be, it's just not, like, just for women. I mean, I know you don't want to be like, oh,
I was
going to
say, I can't wear that. I can't.
But y'all can
pussy
promote
power
it.
Is just like a
y'all
term.
Say pussy every day. They say pussy
like,
every day.
Got pussy power on this. What's going on?
Pussy power is just, like, about being confident. Crazy.
Y'all got power by pussy this morning. Yeah. Like,
I'm like, hey,
ahead.
Listen,
like,
listen. Listen, that shit is powerful, bro. You don't understand.
Right, right.
That's why I'm wearing it.
That motherfucker give you energy.
Shit.
No, it drains.
That was a 5-hour energy, huh? Hey, man, let me get in here real quick. I need this.
No,
I need
but
this
I got
espresso
like a,
shot of pussy.
Right.
Okay,
I got custom customization, like,
okay.
link on my page right now for guys. Like, so if you want, like, your hoodie or your hat or, like, Pills jacket, like, I do stuff like that. But I'm going to have some stuff for y'all soon. So.
Let me see your jacket, bro.
That's a winner's jacket by another
what's,
black
what size
designer.
Is that?
Yeah.
What size is that? That's a medium?
That's best by the winners. That's a black designer that
that's
I've seen
black,
it
okay.
on it.
It's a medium?
Let me see. That's
a good joint. Okay. I'm going to holler at you before we leave. Let me try that joint on.
Let
I just want to see how I look in it right quick.
Let me see that real quick.
It's like, no, I'm only playing.
Let me see that.
That's real
that's,
shit, though.
I've really been moving that way. Like, I've really been moving that way. Like, I've been wearing Torture by my bro Leslie St. Louis and Gauze by my bro
Shout
Juan Gauze.
Okay.
Yeah, that's and also I'm also trying to, you know, show love to other friends as well. You know, Mara got clothing line and whatnot out.
Oh yeah, something like
hey.
That. Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Something light, you know.
Yeah.
So, it ain't like
listen, don't do that. You better you're supposed to
know. Like, yeah.
Talk about it.
That's what I'm going to holler at her. Like, you got to help me out.
Put
like,
it on the table.
Show a little brother something.
Hey, we uplifting everybody
right.
this year.
Right.
Like,
you doing something.
Period. Everybody.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You already know.
So Do you collaborate with artists and stuff like that? Do you do your merch for artists? And
I've collaborated with artists. Right now, I'm in the works of collaborating with the, another female artist for March, for Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I did this jacket with, I'm not going to say his name because I don't think he'd be telling people his real name. His collection is called The Winners. His name Plain. So I collaborated with him. Okay. I actually collaborated with Brittany DeShields for Amber Rose and Black China.
Okay.
For the VMAs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I always try to, you know, support my friends. I work with his Stud Muffin. He does like studs and all these crazy things. So
okay.
I like to collaborate with different artists because, you know, I just say, like, you know, I'm a painter and I work on different canvas. So for most of my pieces, I'm either, like, outsourcing. I'll find, like, different pieces or gotcha. I'll wholesale different pieces or I might, like, you know, sketch up something. So if I had somebody or I see somebody and they already have, like, something that I like, I'm like, oh, let's work together. I can paint on that and we can, you know, make it into something different.
That's dope.
Who do you, like, who would you want to work with, like, to die for? Like, I want to...
It's not a designer, but... She's a person. It's a singer, actor. I don't know. She's just like a shero to me. Grace Jones. She's fucking
Grace Jones. Yeah. Grace Jones.
So I'm like, yo, I'm gonna get her. So I love her. I feel like she's like what my brand is about. Like she's just like in your face. Don't care about what nobody think. It was like 2 years ago. She was at Afropunk naked with body paint over her. Was she like 60 something years old?
Right. I'm about to say damn, Grace. Said,
right. And she looks good.
That's on,
right.
That's on Instagram.
Yeah, if you look on Afropunk or Afropunk or just look up Grace Jones,
is she
like
butt negative.
She look, he trying to find that joke.
You watched Boomerang. Wait, was that Boomerang before I mess up?
Boomerang.
The lady Strange.
Oh, Strange.
Yeah, and that's how she's a real
life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah, you know. We know.
Is she Jamaican?
Yeah.
You gotta make that known. Is she Jamaican, bro? Make sure you let him know that.
I would love to create something for her.
That's what's up. That's
her,
what's up, though.
Rihanna, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Shout out to the queen.
Rihanna can get away with every thing. Bro, like anything you throw on her is gonna look poppin'.
If you ever work, I'm gonna give you my number. If you ever work with Rihanna, send me a text message. Oh. Be working with Rihanna. I'm on the first jet there.
I got close to working with her. I did some stuff for her background singers.
Okay.
They were down here in Philly, and we did like a little photo shoot. Damn. I'm like, where Rihanna at?
Where she at? Because I'm going to be right there in the chair like this. As soon as she done, she don't even know. She about to get tackled.
You need pussy power then.
Okay, y'all.
That's good, though. I love Rihanna. I love everybody that you named. I love. And I know that you're going to get there.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. So tell me a little bit. So tell me a little bit about the jacket you got right here.
So there already.
Y'all pretty much skipping over this jacket right here.
This jacket is by this brand called Fried Rice. You talking about this jacket?
Yeah, that joint right there.
It's by this brand called Fried Rice. They're stationed in New York.
Okay.
It's so warm too. People be.
I'm sure.
Like Chewbacca. I'm like.
Shoot, no, that don't fly though.
I love this jacket.
You walked in like.
And the crazy thing
I'm like,
is,
damn, what a smoke you need to stay behind you.
My friend, she's a photographer, and she like shoots for like all these like crazy different brands. So she shot for them. I shouldn't even be saying this or anything. They like, you gave it away.
You was running tapes.
Right. So she shot for them, and she was like, I live in LA. I'm never wearing this jacket. And I was like, you want it? Right. I was like, you serious? Yeah, I want it. So I'm like, it's mine now. Right. So sorry, Fry Rice. I'm shouting y'all out. Like, thank you.
Right.
I would have faithfully took that, John. Like, yes. Okay. You want a hug? Thank you.
Do you have any favorite pieces? Like, one of your favorites that you
I don't know. I'll have, like, pieces and I'll be like, oh, my God, I love this. I don't want to give it away. Mm-hmm. I love, like, some of my, like, pieces where I think are, like, just, like, classic where it's, like, kind of unexpected. Gotcha. I have, like, this cape. It's called, I call it She's the Boss cape. It's just, like, a white cape or a black cape. Mm-hmm. Kind of remind me of, like, a superhero. I feel like when you're wearing it, you feel like you got your cape on. It says She's the Boss, like, written in words all over. It's real simple and clean, but it's, like, it makes a bold statement. That was my first piece that I got into Bergdorf Goodman. So I was just like, oh, like, this is my baby. Because I'm like, I never saw myself doing this. I always saw myself as being an artist. But then when I, like, started transitioning and doing clothes, I'm like, all right, I can do this. Like, you a little, you know, maybe you might be a designer or whatever. But when Bergdorf Goodman hit me up, and it was just like, oh, all right, bitch, you on Fifth Avenue? Yeah. You're jacking next to Gucci?
Yeah.
Fuck Gucci now. But you know what I mean? It was just like, I was, and first of all, they took a Gucci jacket out of the window and put mine's in the window. And Bergdorf Goodman is like known for like their window displays. It's like real extravagant and like just super crazy and creative. So that's like one of my favorite pieces. And then I think my favorite pieces are the ones that I make, and it's just like one of one. Like I'll find like vintage like jackets. I like to paint on leather. So I'll find those and I might keep them for myself, or I might like, you know, sell them. But yeah, I'm always like, who has this jacket? I just saw that. Remember the girl who sung "I'm a Barbie Girl," Aqua?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She wore one of my jackets, and I was like, I'm so glad you got it, because like I really love that jacket, and I was mad once it sold. I just put it on my site, and I was like, nobody gonna buy it for this price. Right. I'm just gonna put it up here, so if they do, at least I won't feel too bad about selling it.
So they check it. They you there?
They
man.
Definitely looking for it. You there,
like, yeah, Gucci gotta get the fuck out of here. And Montclair, you there?
Right. I seen that jacket that they did too. I was like,
Montclair,
yeah.
Okay, the one with all the faces.
Let's give a Black History Month shout out to Iris. She not Gucci off the shelves.
This is a black
right
history moment, yo.
Window.
This is a Black History moment.
Yes, get the out of there. But yeah, it was crazy that they did start pulling out all them other brands and stuff. Like, it's saddening.
It was Prada too. They had the black.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Like
they had the whole figurine though.
They
didn't
they? Did. I'm like, y'all.
They had a little monkey.
Yeah,
a little monkey to go with the bag.
They gotta put the fuck is
like, put in the bag.
Who was checking this shit? Like, yeah, this is good. Go ahead, put that on that pocketbook right there.
Put that monkey on there.
This shit gonna sell.
That'll be good.
That's terrible.
That's crazy, man.
So besides Grace Jones, like, who's your other, like, who's a favorite girl boss, like, a girl badass?
I would say Grace Jones is my top. Angela Bassett, I think she's amazing. I could see her in, like, one of my clean, like, chic pieces.
Yeah, she's bad as hell.
Yeah, she's just all that. It's so many, like, female artists who I look up to, and I just think of all that. Michelle Obama, like, of course, I want to dress her. With
right, damn boots on.
I was like, yo, you
did
need some Barbie.
Did you see her, though? Everybody was like, damn, Michelle.
Right. Yo, that's how you shut the internet down with Listen. Fucking class. Like, cause
but what other first lady you know is just
none. A bad bitch?
Dressing like that, looking like that, but still just carrying so much right. class. Right. Like, you don't want to disrespect this lady, but goddamn, she's a bad
yeah.
bitch.
Yes, like,
it's just crazy. Yeah. Like, no other first lady. I miss you, Obama. I miss y'all.
I do, yo. I do. It's so crazy. I was in the doctor's office the other day, and I had on my man's Torture Obama hoodie, and everybody was like, "Who's that on your hoodie?" And I'm like, Obama.
Y'all know.
I was really flashing that hoodie around like I was Superman all day. Like, it's Obama, okay, bitch. Yes, he's still here. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
That's super crazy.
Yes, he is.
That's super crazy.
I miss him dearly. Mm.
Yeah, Obama. Let's have a moment of silence for them.
Shut
leaving the White House.
They ain't died.
It's like they gone. It's like they died. Once they left the White House, it's like, oh, God
we
damn.
Got
like we done lost Mike Jackson and then Obama's just going out the White House.
Like, who told y'all to leave? Come on.
For real.
You should have fought. Held it down, put bars down.
I got a question. How y'all feel about the Super Bowl performance?
I didn't watch it.
I had to watch it. I had to put money on that joint, so I had to watch it.
So we just talking about black people sticking
yeah,
together.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I knew the Patriots going to win. God damn it. Shit, that was
That's
easy win right there.
It. That's why I didn't watch,
watch
it.
It? No. It was all right. It was all right.
I heard Big Boy was on that too.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Adam Levine.
Andre probably sick. Like, why are you up there on it?
Right.
He probably answered the calls like, nigga,
wait,
what?
Who Super Bowl. National anthem.
I don't know. I did not watch
the twin girls.
They was Beyonce group, wasn't it? I was just like,
wow.
Yeah, this is weird.
That's, see, look,
I ain't understand
y'all pick and choose who y'all want to be supporting.
I didn't understand that. I'm like, because.
That's how you know when people need a check, really need
exactly.
a check.
Exactly.
Right. Like,
sure
I need this bag.
Didn't even need it. Like, she could have, I'm confused. When I seen them, I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, this is what you're going to do?
And she posted them on her page.
What?
And she's like, I'm proud of y'all. I like them little girls. I'm like, why y'all had to do the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Haley, what's her name?
But
Haley
I ain't going to hate because I'm like, whatever, make your money. But it's like, damn.
Right.
Y'all. So. Bay had on.
We look crazy out here.
Beyonce had on one of them jackets with the faces on it.
Oh, I did see something.
The black face. She did. It was. I just seen a post earlier. She did have the jacket on with the black face.
And it's not. I'm
gonna say she on a video or something.
I don't want to get.
You know what?
Beehive gonna
that
come in.
They gonna shut us down right away.
We
gonna have a podcast, y'all.
They not even gonna. We not even there to post this fucking episode.
Somebody wanna cut this section out.
No, but did y'all see how they was right at Lori Harvey in the video or whatever?
Yo, they are. Jay-Z. All she did was smile at
but
the man.
But the thing is, Jay swerved her. Like, it looked like he was giving her small talk. I don't even think it was that.
They probably was just talking.
It wasn't even that. They probably was just talking. But you know, they going that beehive won't go. They don't play.
Since they've been saying, like, she got her collar popping out here.
They don't play.
They ain't want it.
Look, they got the picture.
I respect her. Fuck these niggas. Do your thing.
They don't want to see that, though.
Oh, yeah, we looking at... You know what? Fuck that. Beyonce got it.
Let me see.
Yeah, her stylist. Her stylist.
She got to know.
You want to know what's crazy? Ooh, I don't even want to say.
And this look it's painted
on. That's an old photo.
But then
that's old. Yeah. But I know that designer.
That face is older.
I work with him with... I can't even say too much.
Run into more tapes.
But, I mean, I don't work with him, like collab with him, but he works with... The people who I work with in New York. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, right. when they had that jacket on, I wasn't working with them at the time because it was another situation that popped up like that. And in most situations, I'm the only black person. Like, mm-hmm. I'm the only black person in this group who's going to Austria. So I be feeling like I be having to speak up and say stuff. And I'm just like, yo, what's up with that jacket? Like, because I don't feel comfortable being around you and you making stuff like this. Do you know the history of this? Like, are you just making some stuff? I'm like, because... Yeah. It's not cool. And I don't want to be around people like that and people looking at me like, oh, these are the people you hang around. Like, no.
That's what you support, right? No. Right. And that's the thing. It got to be somebody in the camp that, like,
scared they're going to lose their position, which most of the time it happens. Right. But it's like, damn, you're in a rock and a hard place. Like, and it's just like, what do you do? Like, most of the time I speak up because it's just like, you know, I don't want to be around you. I don't want people seeing me around you and you bringing that type of energy. It's just crazy. Right. But that picture is old. And I still don't think she should have worn it.
I think it was tagged
that
for like 2015. From,
And
it's like, even like, I can understand the whole stylist situation, but then like,
you know.
It's like, it's like
you should have saw that. Was like, oh, hell no.
The slave trade is going on here.
The crazy thing is,
why the hell did y'all bring this shit to me? Like, what the fuck?
That's the crazy thing is, the designer who made that jacket is so nice and so sweet. And when I seen it, I was just like, yo, I'm disappointed in you for that. Right. Like, you say that, you know, you like me as an artist. You're supposed to be my friend. And, like, this what you come up with? Mm. Like, and I know that you can do way better. Have done way better than this.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, and for her to wear it, it was just like, damn. I don't think he caught much, like... Fleck, it was like basically on her. Nobody really knew who he was because he was like, you know, an up and coming designer at the time. Like, he's an artist. He just like paints on different pieces. So I don't even think that he caught a lot of like, oh, because nobody really knew who he was.
It was basically putting more
attention on her wearing that jacket.
Get that idea.
They were like, Beyonce, but she's then, out
wait,
of pocket.
You did state that was back in 2015, right?
2015.
Let me put my FBI tactics on, right?
Yo. Okay.
So,
okay.
I've been into documentaries all weekend and shit. So, like, that was 2015.
Got you.
The same way how niggas knew that R. Kelly would do that kink shit that he did, the same way how people knew about that. And it's coming up later on in life.
People don't say nothing.
And it's like, right. America.
First of all, it becomes a trend. People start jumping on the bandwagon. That's why we're never going to remember that we're supposed to be boycotting Gucci, because people just see Instagram posts like...
People still going to Starbucks.
Exactly. The first person's a weirdo. The first person will be a weirdo. But then as soon as everybody else start coming, then everybody be like, oh, I can get on that too. Because I think that too. Like,
it's like,
I didn't think that before when it was just
something.
One person. Right. They were weird. Right. But... Everybody else now, I think that.
That's like they were saying with 21 Savage. He went on TV. He started talking about...
Free 21.
Amen.
I didn't know he was from...
Okay, I didn't even know that.
This nigga's a great... He's a,
I didn't know about
where was your accident?
No accident, nothing.
They said that he been in hair since so I feel like he was
in hair time long. I had friends that's Haitian
you know what I mean, that moved here when they was 10. They don't have no accent, so it's like you can't control it. I don't think that, you know. I feel like that's a messed up situation because he got a lot of people depending on him and family and stuff. And
absolutely.
People making jokes, and I'm like,
but
he's
been
terrible.
Here since 2015 or something like
that? No, it was before that. Well, I don't know how old he is, but he was like 14.
Well, he got locked up in 2014, so it was before that.
Yeah,
but y'all just locking this man up? Like,
before that, right. I would have thought that would have came.
He said he didn't renew his visa in 2015. I'm like,
it seems like every time, you know, somebody in the African-American state tries to overachieve, it's always somebody that's praying for the downfall. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure that they was watching this man. Like, people said he be showing love to the community. He got family, kids, and all that stuff. Like, I've never heard of 21 Savage doing anything bad. Like, I mean, shit, he even supported Amber Rose. Like, he's a saint. Like,
he's a saint. Yeah, he brought her back to life.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think that there's no man that would ever step up and do that shit. Like, so...
Damn, she got a man now, right? She got a man.
Do she?
Is he going to be in the slut walk?
He probably is. She got the pussy power. I bet you he will be right behind him.
We'll see this year. Huh? We'll see this year if he's going to
be
in it.
I'm going to leave that story.
Out of all of Amber Rose's past men, he was the one that was there. So, 21, I'm riding for you, bro. You were saying, if I had money, I would do more than just writing in somebody's comments and shit. Like, I would show love to you, bro. Offset is a bitch.
We're gonna act like we ain't act like you just said that.
What, that whole Chris Brown Offset beef?
And I fuck with Offset.
No, Offset was mad. He was mad that Chris Brown was joking about it.
I don't think that Chris Brown was joking about it. I think that Chris Brown was just saying, like,
he was just laughing at that video, but
it's not funny. Like, stop coming at this man like that. Like, it could be funny. Like, who didn't laugh at the video? But
I laughed at the
video.
Like,
I think he wasn't laughing at 21 Savage. He was laughing at that specific video.
Yeah,
like stop playing with boys.
But it's like, I know that that's your man and everything, but
at the end of the day, you gotta think about it. Like, if one of your family members was in a messed up situation, you wouldn't want nobody putting nothing up there and making fun of no type of situation.
Only you could talk about your family. Only you could talk about your family.
You know what I mean?
If
one of my family members locked up and they posted a video where it was making fun of them, but they wasn't making fun of them, it was just like the video, I still be like for real.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I feel it. You can't control it nowadays. The internet is going to make jokes out of any fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, you know the internet ain't got no pics.
We couldn't even take R. Kelly shit serious because the internet clowned this nigga as soon as the shit dropped. Like, it was like...
Soon as the name dropped, surviving R.
It was a wrap.
Like, yeah. His shit. Like, I was like, I'm so against this, but y'all distracted me from the realness right now. Like,
and then his music went up. Where was that? On
It sure did.
I am a guilty supporter.
That nigga made another $1 million.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
I am a guilty
niggas
supporter.
Playing that shit at night, like, damn, this Chocolate Factory is my shit.
I can't let it go recently because I felt like his one song was speaking to me in the time of
my life.
What song was it? What song?
Forgive me for I have sinned.
What song was it?
The song
lying in the song.
It's
probably
called,
even make
it's
the song.
Called Heart of a Woman.
And all them songs he was lying.
The song is really fucking hypocritical what he does to us, but he speaks as if, like,
don't listen to no more R. Kelly.
It's coming
from
us.
Don't listen to that shit.
They gonna cut
no
this
more.
Whole episode. Y'all talking about mute R. Kelly.
Cause I thought she was gonna say, I don't see nothing wrong.
No, there's other songs.
Everybody, me too.
Can't play that shit no more.
The Beehive's coming for us, like, dear Lord.
Look, I was not here.
We don't want no beef, y'all.
I was not here.
We don't want no
y'all
beef.
Y'all got my friend with the Beyonce deck and all. I'm like, damn.
You're thinking up some shit. You know what? This interview is over.
Y'all about to tell stories. Like,
I'm like, shit.
Like, wait.
No more.
Wait, I don't think I should say that.
Where the fuck is my PR when you need him?
For real, that was fucked up.
Yeah, that's crazy. But when Chris, I'm going to tell you, Chris Brown is a funny motherfucker. I'm sorry.
Until
it's funny.
Chris Brown until it's on him.
When he said Offset look like Pootie Tang.
Oh my God.
Yo.
That's it.
I
was fucking done.
And then the picture just confirmed it. I said, damn, he do look like.
I couldn't stop looking at the picture like this nigga.
Get me dead, dog.
Like, is this Offset Pop right here?
God damn. They was right. He was right.
That's his shit.
I would have never put that shit together.
Yo, I was fucking fried. I was like, yo, Chris Brown, get offline. Like,
he was going.
Go fucking go do and choreography.
And then he don't stop. He had the pimp slant name slip back and everything on that job.
That's a shame.
I said, yo.
Was he right on point with all of them?
All of them. At that point, Offset got to fight Offset, Chris Brown.
You that's took the L on that
and one. Yo, I want to see it. Cardi I want to see that Chris happen, Brown, but so. I would. Like, I don't know why Offset didn't pull up. No, that's going. You gonna need the fucking like chandeliers and stuff in the background.
I'm sorry, I don't got that sound effect. You know, my shit 2015. Let's make it with my.
I'm cracking
up.
Big up.
Shit.
Set. Offset.
Yeah, set. Yeah, bro.
Y'all is
like,
crazy.
Like spitting the gas and shit. The fuck. Begging ass nigga. Like, yeah, I could definitely see them. Like, Offset got his gang and stuff and they piping it up. And
I
then Chris Brown, he got his mans and they piping it up. Like, if somebody Chris gonna Brown, pull a camera out in that joint. I
if Chris Brown do a Bow Wow video.
Damn,
if
Bow
Wow.
If
he do a Bow Wow video.
Bow Wow. Oh.
What Bow Wow video?
You remember when he was beefing with Soulja Boy?
Tap that ass.
And he had,
oh, no, I didn't see
he
that.
He had like six or seven niggas behind him saying it.
He was like,
oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I said, that's gay.
That was
pause.
A dangerous ass
ain't
video. I said, oh, Lord.
Like, I keep like, bro.
Okay.
Bro.
Stop. Stop this video ASAP. After he said that, I was like, I can't watch no more of this shit.
Pray for Bow Wow and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
They broke up.
What happened?
I don't know.
I'm assuming
they
he
fought,
got beat up.
You know?
Yeah, I saw him with scratches. I was like, dang, what
awesome.
The fuck?
But they had a video of him like getting angry with her on the elevator or whatever. But they showed a video. He was grabbing her.
Everybody
or
is just a mess.
It looked like he was trying to get something out her hand.
Yeah, he was trying to get something out of her hand, but it was aggressive.
Oh,
was
she got his cell phone.
Like, give me my
she
shit.
She got
yo.
The nigga phone.
Give me my shit.
It was unlocked too. He was like, give me my motherfucking phone before I beat your ass in the elevator.
Damn. These celebrities be
somebody
so
else
dumb.
On the elevator. Right. Like, what
y'all have to know, it's cameras everywhere. Yo, everybody looking at you.
You said he was fighting Wolverine.
Exactly.
That bitch had Wolverine claws on. No phones.
That's a shame.
Okay. Oh, get
Jesus Christ. What in the X-Men is going on to his face? He lost that battle.
Poor Bow Wow. Let's pray for Bow Wow. He had his hard times over the years.
They be giving Bow Wow hell.
He's going to be on this Millennium Tour.
I don't know. I don't think he is. No, he not.
I don't think so. No,
y'all shice.
Omarion ain't even on there with B2K.
He not?
No, I just. Well, no. I don't think so. I just saw a photo of the Millennium Tour. Omarion wasn't in the picture.
Ooh.
Oh, hell no. I'm
they
glad I ain't got them
then.
Tickets yet.
They can't do
shit.
It then.
For Omarion?
Oh. Got
all of them on tour. You got Chingy. You got
Omarion out of B2K.
No, why do they have Ying Yang Twins on there?
Hey.
The Ying Yang Twins like, was
they was on. That was my squad. I ain't gonna like them niggas, yeah.
They on the tour.
Know how I pictured the Millennium Tour is like, Scream Tour. Like, literally the same.
Exactly. Lil Romeo.
Lil Romeo, nah.
They wasn't.
I wouldn't put Lil Romeo there.
It wasn't.
I would subtract like $30 from Romeo. I don't do that.
I mean, come on.
I was
what was that song he had?
Them tickets would have been $15 a piece, Lil Romeo.
I was a Bow Wow fan. I chose Bow Wow over
Remember
Romeo.
Remember they was beefing? Exactly, okay. I'm like, I'm sticking with Bow Wow.
Lil Romeo and Bow Wow was beefing?
It was
like they was the both littles, the oh, little wow. bulls at the time. Like,
Lil
I was Bow Wow
with the breeds.
But, yeah, we're going to look forward to that this year. And as we exit today, Iris, tell your fans... Yeah. A little message as we go.
All right, so this is Barbie Slocum, and this is Power 69.6. I'm just joking.
Yo, this music I was say, like, hold up.
That shit sound real good.
No, what you ask me again?
let's tell your fans something. Let's give a message to your fans.
Oh, I would just say, you know, with so much craziness in the world, you know, let's just all love each other and just like, you know, stick with each other, support each other, and just be kind to one another because it's just too much crazy stuff out here in the world. Like, we gotta stick together. Like, no matter black, white, Spanish, this is all, you know, come together. That's why I do Pussy Not War. Pussy Not War is supposed to be like, you know, love not war, or just like, you know, women coming together. instead of being in a competition all the time. So like, yes. Let's not compete.
Absolutely.
Pussy not war. I love
pussy
that.
Pussy not
pussy
war.
Pussy power.
Pussy.
Yes.